faith we're developing. Because if you remember the vision where we're going up the mountainside and the path gets narrower and narrower, everything gets thrown off along the way until we're just hanging on the rope to swing over the chasm. Part of what gets thrown off, if we're faithful brothers and sisters, is this dependence on human power, whether it be a group of us or whether it be our own human power, because that's nothing more than the character of the beast. But continuing on, if the light of truth has been presented to you, revealing the Sabbath of the fourth commandment and showing that there's no foundation in the Word of God for Sunday observance, and you still cling to the false Sabbath, refusing to keep holy the Sabbath of God, which God calls my holy day, you will receive the mark of the beast. When does this take place? When you obey the decree that commands you to cease from labor on Sunday and worship God, while you know there's not a word in the Bible showing Sunday to be other than a common working day, you consent to receive the mark of the beast and refuse the seal of God. If we receive this mark in our foreheads or in our hands, the judgments pronounced against the disobedient must fall upon us. But the seal of the living God is placed upon those who conscientiously keep the Sabbath of the Lord. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of their hearts, of the thoughts of their heart, were evil continually. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth filled with violence. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come up before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. They were to be cut off because they had polluted the earth, which God created to be enjoyed by a righteous people. As it was in the days of Noah, declared Christ, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. And is it not so? Anyone who will look into the daily papers may see a long list of crimes, drunkenness, theft, robbery, embezzlement, murder. Sometimes whole families are murdered, that man's desire to possess money or goods that do not belong to him may be gratified. The world is indeed becoming as it was in the days of Noah, because men openly disregard God's command. Sunday is a child of the papacy. It has been nourished and cradled by the Protestant world as a genuine requirement of Jehovah, but it has no foundation in the Word of God. The Christian world is tested by their relation to this matter. I want you to note that. We will be the first tested because we understand the issues. But the whole world is going to be tested by their relation to Sabbath and Sunday. The Sunday test is where everyone in the world is blotted out of the book of life, or their sins are blotted out. Although some of them, I know some of them never made their